Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Chatting to marketing genius, Nick Rabinowitz. Nick, good morning. Wow. Wow. What a campaign, hey?
Howie. You know, finally, that business science marketing degree is paying off. My parents have been, like, disappointed in me for 20 years.
Yes, but to get the American embassy to tweet about your show, to message about your show, wow, that's fantastic, eh?
Eh? I mean, people have underestimated me before.
Mm. Is it true that you're going for Trevor Noah's position now?
Well, yeah, I mean, he has, like, that's assuming I survive.
That is not funny, Nick. That 2-2-2, as you would say.
Well, you know what? This is not the first time, I don't want to say such allegations, but there was an article written about me a few years ago, Howie.
Yeah?
And the headline was, comedian dies by choking on his own vomit. That was published. So, I mean, this is actually
wow.
A step down.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. But
apparently, I drowned in my own vomit after overdosing on my annual beer in 2013, I think it was.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. But you definitely came back stronger, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is my, I feel like I'm living a second life, so this could be my third.
Exactly. No, but seriously, when did you hear that your show is one of the potential targets? Was it only on the News 24?
I was actually preparing, I mentioned this to you on WhatsApp, I was preparing for a shiur last night that I was leading on this week's parsha, this week's portion of the Torah, which is Noach.
Right. Really? Do they have no other options in Cape Town? Seriously?
It was online.
Oh,
and that's when I heard the news.
Yeah.
And I sent, it was actually a News 24 journalist that wanted to get comment from me.
Right.
And he sent a text saying, our sources tell us that Nick Rabinowitz's show is a target. And I sent his text message to my agent, to Daphne, at Theatre on the Square,
right.
And she thought I had written it, and responded by with a voice note saying, "Nick, you are an absolute scream."
Oh, bless Daphne, right? Bless her, right?
I actually spoke to her this morning,
yeah.
And she said it's unbelievable. The phone has not stopped ringing. Nick, the phone has not stopped ringing. Your numbers are blowing up. And I said, you are such a scream, Dad.
Right, exactly. I think, so you have to be quite careful about the wording of the show, right?
We do.
Yeah.
What would you suggest?
Well, I don't know, but I'm just saying that you know, no one, split their sides laughing and stuff like that is just anything like that. I think we need to be careful of. But jokes aside, it actually, how do you feel about this? I mean, is it something that you're worried about? I mean, obviously there's just going to be increased security, and as we've spoken to the CSO, there's certainly the fact that we have a warning about this, and they don't even have information, so it's just a list of potential things at the moment. How does that make you feel?
I felt worried about it last night. I had to focus on this week's parsha, so that kind of helped me deal with the anxiety.
Right.
And then I got a call at the end of the shiur from Rabbi Masinta, who had Zev Krengel on the phone to tell me that he's spoken to the head of the U.S. intelligence and the CIA and the FBI
and
President Biden and President Trump. And that's absolutely, ISIS are not interested in Nick Rabinowitz's show, which, to be honest, Howie, I felt a little bit hurt by.
Because I would also be hurt by that.
For everybody. That's we want.
Yeah, I don't think Islamists have a great sense of humor as a rule. So I don't know that you should be hurt by it. But the other thing I was thinking, Nick, and I was talking to listeners about it earlier, is the challenges of being a terrorist in South Africa are quite significant. To make a bomb in the dark can't be easy. So now you've got to schedule it, when there's not load shedding. And then you can't wash your hands because you get all of that powder off it because now there's water shedding. It really isn't, you've got to admire their commitment to this. It's much easier to be a terrorist in other countries, surely.
Exactly.
Mm. So
I can't top that.
Nick Rabinowitz, listen, we are thinking of you. I'm sure the show will be absolutely awesome and wish you good luck with
can
it.
Can I just say, yes. Can I just say thank you for that and the solidarity and CSO, will be around guys and let's yeah. send, I wanted to say to my Jewish fans who have tickets and are now like, oh, do we, I mean, what do we, should we, come and yes, we please show up en masse. Let's send a statement to ISIS, which would be something like, "You want to blow up our comedian? You'll have to blow us all up first."
Right, exactly, exactly. No, because nothing says solidarity quite like that. Nick Rabinowitz, thank you. As always, we'll keep in touch with you and see how that is going.